Hey everybody, and welcome to the newest iteration of the Elite Podcast. We've taken some time to prep ourselves with this newest topic, and hopefully we can help you guys learn a little bit about proper clip management and stream highlights, where to put them, how to do them, how to edit them, show off your creative side. And we've got Flemma with us today, returning guest.
Hey!
And hey! We're just talking about, guys, we're just talking about the new Five Nights at Freddy's game before we started this podcast, and PlayStation Showcase. It looks super unique, so I'm going to check it out. You guys should probably check it out. This isn't endorsed, so this is free.
Yeah.
We just like horror
games.
You're
welcome, FNAF. Yeah, we do.
So if you get really scared in that new game, don't forget to save those clips, which is relevant to what we're talking about today. So with creation... a lot of people ask, when you're setting up these clips and stuff, how long they should be, and it's kind of going to be pertinent depending on the platform you put them on. So obviously if you're going to be doing something, very exciting, it happens quickly, it happens abruptly, and you might not even know when it's going to take place. When you get those clips, what would you say, Flem, is like a good length? Up to 30 seconds, 45 seconds, a minute?
Yeah. I'll be honest, I can't stand, especially when one of the biggest platforms I see people share clips are Twitter, and I cannot stand when I see a clip's like 2 minutes. I'm like, unless it is absolute constant action, hilarious throughout the whole thing. Yeah. Good example is Matty and Science clip from Rust, which was like absolutely hilarious. And that it was a long clip, but it was funny all the way out. That's a rare instance. I think most clips shouldn't be more than 30 seconds, unless, like you say, because people might go, you know, they might post like a minute clip and like the first 30 seconds is build up. People are not going to stay for the build up. People want to see the good stuff. They want to get to the point. So yeah, I would say personally, yeah, I would say 30 seconds on average, a minute probably max, but only if it's any more than that, sometimes I won't even watch it. Yeah. I'm like... Unless, I'll watch the first, like, few seconds, and I'm like, the amount of times I actually click on clips and it's just silence for the first 10 seconds, I'm like, this is the moment you draw people in.
Right.
This could be the point. This could be someone seeing a clip of your stream who's never even been to your stream. You need to, but for it to be engaging from the very start, otherwise, or, okay, maybe it won't take, you know, if it's not engaging from the start, that's what I mean. It should only be, like, a 30-second clip. Because right. At least they know, okay, well, it's not like massively boom at the beginning, but it's only 30 seconds. So I know that it's coming very soon.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. And a lot of people don't understand the nuances or the inside jokes or the introduction to this event that your audience would know before. Yeah. So you gotta look at clips like you're showing it off to a brand new person, make it marketable. So very good advice. And then looking at the marketability and the enjoyment of the clip, something I've noticed a lot of people take their material that's usually relatable time after time. So if you have somebody who's constantly funny during jump scares, a lot of their clips and material is based off that. If you have somebody who's political, a lot of their stuff and material is based off of that. So another thing to look at is, you know, you might think something's funny, and your close friends might say something's funny to be nice, but test your clips and your strategy, I would say, on strangers or people online like Reddit or Facebook groups. Twitter, like throw it out there and see what people say. What do you think about that?
I mean, I've said this before, like my boyfriend, the closest person to me, he'll be honest.
That's
he'll
good.
Be like, that's not funny.
Yeah.
But I don't get it. And I think, that's a really important thing. When you're posting clips online, you will think that, okay, most of the people that are going to see this clip are my friends, are people that are going to see this who've watched the stream. But that's another point for me is, does it make sense from that clip alone? Or do you need context? It's one of my pet peeves is like, you know, jump scares are a really good one to do as a clip because you don't need context. It's just a jump scare. It's usually quite funny. But the amount of times I see clips and I'm like, well, do you know what the worst thing as well is when I see clips and I watch the end of the clip and I go, what? What did I miss something? Because I like, you know, I don't know, maybe sometimes I watch a clip and I'm not the audience for that. But yeah, the amount of times I watch a clip and be like, I don't get what the point of that clip was, like, because, like I say, there might be relevance to it in the stream, but by itself, it's just like, what? I don't know what's going on. So be really careful with that, because, again, I'm not saying that I don't do these things as well. That's why sometimes, I guess another tip is go through your clips and be like, okay, is this... It's, I think if you want to make tons of clips on your Twitch channel, that's fine, because if people on your Twitch channel, they usually know your content. But if you're going to share something on social media, whether it's Twitter, TikTok, it needs to be funny on its own. Because, like I say, if you're going to get new people in and they're like, so they've never seen your stream before, don't really know your style of stream, and they're like, ah, I don't get it, then they're not going to follow you, they're not going to stay around, you sort of mean. I do this, by the way, man. I'm really apologize. I kind of go off on a tangent. I've kind of forgotten what the original
No, you're good. I was just keeping a mental note of everything you were saying so I could jump back and be like, yes, okay. I agree. No, you're good. You were pretty much going into it first. You said, like, oh, your boyfriend's honest and gives you an idea of what's really good with the clips. And then what you said, just to kind of touch on for a sec, it kind of relates to the first thing, like how long they should be. But when people are giving you their time, which is the most valuable resource you can give somebody. So if they're watching your clips and they don't understand what the hell's going or why it's funny, they're probably not going to come back. So be mindful of that too. You know, nice, short, concise clips and giving people an idea of what's funny and what's entertaining. But we were talking about, like, you know, making sure to share them with outside sources, I would say, just so you get an honest approach, feedback of how your clips are interpreted or your highlights are interpreted.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think if you go to someone who's never seen your stream before, so even like a family member, like my family members don't watch my stream, they always say about sharing, like, oh, we'll show your nan. I was like, do not show my stream to my dad. It's not appropriate. But they're like, oh, we'd love to see. No. It's just swearing and being rude. But completely agree. I think, share it with people. Or even friends who, if someone said to me, I'm going to share this clip, who is a friend or someone who likes my stream, I would be maybe come at the approach of, is this funny? Or be like, no. Actually tell me, is it funny? Like, don't be nice. Like, I actually want your honest opinion. Because I think sometimes sharing your clips with your friends and asking, is this funny? Is this good? Is actually a really good way to help you improve as a streamer. Because if you show them a clip and go, you think personally, okay, I think this is probably the best point for my stream. This is the best moment. I thought this was really funny. I thought this was a really good shot. And then you show it to someone outside or say, like, what do you think of this? And they're like, oh, okay, well, I don't know if I get it. Then it can almost be like a wake-up call to be like, oh, I thought that was really good. And I think that's the best part of my stream. And it's not supposed to be like, make sure they don't address it in like a mean way. But they're like, so when you're asking someone, I guess say, don't say, is this funny, is it not? Be like, what do you think of this? How would you improve?
Yeah.
Like, what could I be doing better? Rather than making it just to, like, just to shoot you down. The last thing you want to go, oh, this is hilarious. And you show it to someone, they're like, that's not funny. Oh.
Exactly.
That's not funny. Get some actual critical thinking. So actually get some pointers and stuff.
Yeah, and it's good too. Don't lead people when you give them the clip. I think that's important, because you might think something's funny. They might not, but they might think it's still entertaining for some reason. So you can kind of learn, like, what your strong points are and what your fortes are. So that's a good point. Yes. Another thing is, when you're doing the clips and you're doing the highlights, a lot of people leave them raw. Some people edit the clips and take the time to, you know, process them into something new. Do you do that? Like, when I would get clips, I would grab them, like, really short in length, and I wouldn't edit them. So I would compress. I would make the time as valuable as possible. Like, all right, here's a 15-second, like, really crazy jump scare. And some people would take a little bit longer, maybe do zooms and add some text in and do crazy shit, which is really good. Do you recommend one over the other?
It's hard. So when I started, like, downloading my clips and stuff, I did start editing them. And then I got lazy. I didn't, like, be like, okay, I'm just going to post a raw clip, because I thought that was the better way of doing it. I think I was just like, oh, editing. I think sometimes as well, like, I would go through a lot of editing a clip and then like no one saw it, and then you're like, oh, I went through all that trouble, I should have just posted the full clip. I think it depends, because I think coming from that sort of background, actually, editing can make so much of a difference and add so much to that clip, because you could potentially find a clip where you're like, oh, that's a little bit funny, add some editing to it and go, oh, this is actually really fucking funny now. Yeah. Like that zoom actually adds a lot. It's actually quite a powerful thing. It's personally up to the streamer. I think editing your clips does add a lot to them, but at the same time, you can have a raw clip where it is just so funny its own that it doesn't really need editing. So I think it's a personal preference. It depends on the clip, but depends on the tools that people have. Not everyone has, you know, I know that most computers come with like the basic editing tools, and I guess you could do, you know, a basic edit with that sort of software, but I think it's up to you. I think it's a personal style as well. People just prefer sometimes raw clips, especially if it's like, you know, say it's a clip of someone, I don't know the terminology well because it's not really my sort of games, but when people are playing FPS and I'm like, that's a really good shot, people don't say that. I just don't know how to work.
That's so proper too. That's a very like, nice
look
shot.
At their aim. Oh my, yeah, it sounds so middle class when I say it like that. So say it's that sort of clip, you might not need like fancy editing to enhance it, because that clip alone, that shot is like, that's amazing. You don't need to do any dooms, add any subtitles. I think personally, when you want to add editing, is to add humor to a clip.
Okay.
And that kind of depends on your style. I think editing helps a lot with humor. But yeah, if it's just like a really good, it's just cringy saying that, really good shot, then you might not need the editing, because it might take away from the clip itself, if you see what I mean.
Mm-hmm. I do. It's very situational.
Mm. Exactly.
That's such a good point, because you can really enhance something or detract from the message. So it's all about the content, the situation, your audience. It's definitely a good thing to play around with. So like if let's say if you're deadpan and you're very stoic and you just stare at the camera like Jim from The Office. Mm. And all of a sudden you do, and you don't have a zoom, so you do a zoom. It works because you're kind of propagating that specific gesture or look, and that kind of adds to it. If you were to start zooming on yourself when the focus is the clip or the action on screen in the game, then you're detracting. So it's all about situation.
Mm, exactly. So I think with zooms, it will, if you've had a clip where whatever situation has happened, whatever game, and it's affected, it's given you like, it's changed your facial expression, so you kind of be like,
yeah,
a zoom on that, that'd be funny. But you're right, if it's more about the gameplay itself, don't do too much editing, I guess. If it's something that how you've reacted to something, then editing and some zooms could work. Like I said, I think it's totally situational. But you're right, it is about style. And, you know, like, so if you do a zoom on someone, but it's all about the gameplay, it's like you've just taken away what made the clip good.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. And then, of course, it's not just about the editing aspect or taking these clips to download. It's about your time, too. And a lot of people don't really, they might not have the time to do the editing. They might just do it raw, which works for some people. Another thing to look at is if you don't really have the time, if you know somebody, if you want to hire like an editor, or if you want to hire, it's very rare that somebody would do it in the early stages, but it is an option. Or if you have a friend that's a mod that likes to edit, you can make them an editor mod on, you know, Twitch. Yeah. They can download your shit and handle them when you're busy. If you trust people like that, or if you want to put them into more capable hands. I've never done it. I don't know anybody that has. I know people do it when they get bigger because they don't have the time and they're doing a lot of like events or whatever.
Exactly.
So that's something to leave for later, but it's something to consider if you end up not being good at it.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I think if you're like getting an editor is not going to be cheap.
No.
So unless you can just splash the cash, which would be nice. I wouldn't stress about it unless you become quite a big channel where the whole point of having an editor then is not that you don't have the capability of doing it, it's more that you don't have the time to do it, which is fair enough. And I think that's why, you know, if you just want to post a raw clip, then that's fine, because that can be quite easy to do. And remember, it's really quick and easy from the Elite Twitch extension. to do it from your phone. Shameless plug. But it is like, you know, I'm not going to go too much into it, but like for me, it's such a pain in the ass to have to go on the computer, download it. What I would do is I'd download a clip on my computer. I would get WhatsApp on my phone, on the computer, web WhatsApp. I would then send the clip to my boyfriend and then go onto the chat with my boyfriend on my phone and download the clip. That's how I did it.
Nice.
And then I still have to post it on social media. So it's actually a pain in the ass for it. But yeah, that's why I guess like, yeah, posting raw files can be just a lot quicker, especially if you're like, oh, this is a really funny clip. I want to get it out now. I don't have to worry about editing. Then yeah. But yeah, so like just wrapping that up, yes, I think it's personal preference. I don't think you need to pay for an editor, like say, unless you've got the money to do so. Because the thing is, the simplest edits can be funny. And if you're not sure about editing as well, I've got it in my degree and I still use YouTube to look at certain things that I've forgotten how to do. So YouTube's also a very powerful tool. If you don't know how to edit, they can show you how to do little things, because I'll be like, oh, I really want to do this, but I can't remember how to do it.
Yeah.
Boom. YouTube as well.
It's insane.
So like, you don't have to worry about spending. Yeah, exactly.
How easy. Yeah. Yeah. Like, the same thing with me. Like I did, like with my bachelor's, I had a lot of design, graphic design and, editing classes. And then once I got into this and started going on YouTube, there was like, you could find a video of a guy in India who could teach me in like 35 seconds. And yeah, I'm like, exactly. Wow, that's the gold mine. So definitely go on YouTube.
Why do I have my degree?
Yes, it's so true though.
When I have YouTube.
I know I have my degree, so the school got paid and that's about it.
Yeah.
A question that I got with this whole situation was, what platforms do you put the clips on? And I think the most important is going to be social media. Like Instagram is a good one for clips because it's visual. Twitter is a great one. Those are my two go-tos. What do you think?
So, yeah, I was 100% the same. It's weird because when it comes to clips, I actually, even when I like, if I tweet something with a picture and like post it on Instagram, I probably get more likes on Twitter. But when I post a clip, I tend to get more likes on Instagram than I do on Twitter. In fact, sometimes on Twitter, I tend to get like no views at all, which is a weird one, really. Maybe hashtags, I don't know. Still not an expert. I will say though, I did recently start posting things on TikTok and things can blow up really quickly. Not like massively for me. Again, it's kind of a personal preference. It's hard to say, you know, because it kind of depends what your following is on each platform. But I think personally all three of them are a good place to post your clips. Maybe try and vary it up. So I am guilty of doing this recently. But try and post different things on different platforms just so that people are following you on different platforms for a reason. It's kind of going back into social media, but yeah, I those are the three ones that I use. It was mainly Instagram and TikTok. And you know what, share them in our Discord as well, our elite Discord. We love seeing them, guys. I check them out like every day. I'm like, yeah. Is there any new clips? Because the thing is, especially if you're very new to the Discord or you've just started streaming, you don't think you realize how powerful clips can be, okay? So I may have never seen your stream before. Maybe I'm just not able to catch you. If you post a clip in Kit Manager and it is a really good clip, I'm like, I'm going to go check them out. I really enjoyed that. I don't think people realize how powerful a small clip someone's stream can be.
Yeah.
I honestly urge more people. I don't know how many people actually go in the Twitch clips section, but I really urge more people to, one, post more clips in there, because we do want to start posting them on our social channels, by the way, guys. We want to show you off, okay? So don't be afraid to chuck some really funny clips in there. I love going in the Twitch clip section, because especially if it's like something funny or a really good shot. So weird. Yeah. Honestly, it's I don't think you realize how much showing a clip is going to market your stream.
Right.
Like, you could show your logo and it could be a really cool logo. You could give like, oh yeah, like I'm a great streamer, I'm really funny, I don't really know if you're funny until I actually see your stream.
Mm-hmm.
But if you share a 30-second clip, something you did really funny in your stream, I'm going to want to go stop by your stream. When I first started out streaming, before I was part of like proper Discord communities, there was, I was part of like Facebook groups. It was like Twitch. I don't think it was Twitch Kittens. It was one of the big ones. But there was one particular streamer, I won't name them, but they always posted a clip before they went live, or they would share funny clips all the time. And I, from that one little clip, went onto their channel and followed them and went and watched them because I was like, that is fucking funny. I love their energy. I love this rate. Just from that one clip, it made me go over to their channel. They weren't even live. And I was like, I'm going to give them a follow because I want to check them out when they're streaming.
Yeah.
I think it's a shame because there's so many people that I see stream that don't even make clips. And I'm like, guys, the thing is that you can't, this is maybe going to another thing, but you can't also rely on people to make clips for you. I know there are a lot of people where people will be in stream and they're like, oh, can someone clip that? Someone's not always going to clip it. Someone might not have the time. They might be lurking. Go back in your streams and make some clips. That mm-hmm. is the first thing I do. The majority of my clips are made from me because I've gone back through my stream. I've made some clips. Maybe I'll share some of them in Discord and sometimes I'll share them on social media. I don't think people realize how powerful clips can be to promote their stream. And I really urge people to take some time to do that. Especially if you like, you've done a stream and even if it's the next day, I usually do it the next day. I won't do it straight after. And I'll be like, oh, that was really funny. Or I really want to go back and see that. And I'll go back and I'll, oh yeah, that's funny. Cool. I'm going to clip that.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, I just feel that people have good moments in their streams. And I will go into Twitch clips and people do, but most of the time I'll go into Twitch clips and it's the same people posting clips. And it's a shame because I want to see everyone in there.
Yeah.
I see tons of people streaming. Show me your best bits because I'm not always going to be able to catch everyone, especially guys in the US. If you stream a bit later, it's like 3 a.m. for me.
Yeah.
I'm in bed. But if you share your clips and stuff, I'll be like, oh, okay, next time on a night shift, I'm going to definitely go check them out because that was really funny or I really enjoyed that. It's just frustrating because I know you guys are amazing. You're amazing streamers. And I think you should showcase yourselves a bit more, you know?
Right. I agree completely.
Show you're amazing. Show you're amazing because I know you are. We want to see it. Show us your faces on stream being amazing.
Ah, yes. Flemma Oprah. Get it. I think it's amazing.
You're
too.
Amazing. And you're amazing.
You all get a clip. You get a clip. And you get a clip. And you get an editor. I think it's beautiful because it's people do neglect the social channels like Discord and their inner circles to show off. And they might, you know, not want to put the time into it. But if you do, people will get the gist of what you're able to do. And an important topic or important note Flemma brought up was a lot of people that aren't able to catch your streams at times might make time for you now because they're able to see your clips.
Yeah.
They want to come follow you and they're like, wait, this is really good. This is entertaining. I want to check this person out. So it's a very useful tool to grabbing people that might not usually be at your streams with that time, their time allotment.
Yeah.
It's very wise.
And also what I want to say is, guys, when people come along to your stream, it might not be the best part of your stream, right? You might do like a 2-3 hour stream and you might have been like, you finish stream and go, okay, the first hour was kind of meh, but the second 2 hours was so good. But you might have had people come in on that first hour and obviously not seen maybe the best part of your stream and that's their impression of it. However, if you then clip something from that second part of the stream where you're like, it's really good and post it and people will be like, oh, okay, yeah, oh, wow, this happened. I can't believe I missed it. So like, because people will do that. People, you know, and we get it. We all do it. We'll pop into a stream for like 10 minutes when we can, when we've got the time. Because we're not always, obviously, most of us can't stay there for the majority of the stream. So people's impressions are maybe what you felt wasn't the best part of your stream. They may be less reluctant to come back. Whereas if you then post some clips of the really good part of your stream, pop it in Twitch clips, post it on social media. They'll be like, oh, wow, that's hilarious. Can't believe I missed that. I'm going to go back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So especially if you're a streamer who maybe streams at different times as well. I know, for example, Nick said, I know he'll either start at 6 p.m. my time or 4 a.m. my time. It's a very different time. So obviously only one time I can catch him. I mean, I love him. This is an example of someone I didn't go to. I freaking love that guy. But if it was someone from the UK who just joined the stream, the Discord, sorry, and they're like, okay, I'm going to go check out Nick. Or maybe it's even a game. Like, I know he plays lots of different things. He does Pokemon, Fall Guys. He was playing an ice hockey game as well. It's not my forte. But like to say, yeah, to say someone came along at a stream, or like, I don't know, I'm writing this really badly, but I think you know what I mean. Like, you know, people might sit part of a stream with a game that maybe they don't enjoy and didn't realize you play other games. They post that clip and they're like, oh.
Yeah.
So for me, for example, most people on here don't play horror games. That's fair enough. But if I saw a clip of someone playing a horror game, I'm like, oh, I didn't know they played horror. I'm going to go check that out because I saw it from a clip.
Yeah. Yeah, it allows you to do it, to extend the olive branch to these other audiences that might not normally know what you're doing. Because when I did first, and Nick's a good example, when I first saw what he was doing, I thought, oh, okay, he's a Pokemon streamer. It's only Pokemon, you know? And then I started to realize, like, from different, you know, tools he was utilizing and the ability to, you know, showcase his other works. Oh, he does this too, and I like all this, so this is great. So you're missing out on opportunities if you don't show clips, because certain people might not realize that you do this and they like it. So it's a great way to get more viewers.
It's the same with you, Maddie, actually.
Yeah.
I think when I first came into a stream, you were doing the... you were killing the spiders game?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, this is really funny. And then I think not long after that, you maybe started Alien Isolation. I think this is before I knew you were like a big horror person. And I was like, yes, horror. And then I found out going to search name, you were like, oh yeah, I'm a horror person. Like, I think you posted a clip or someone posted a clip for you. And I was like, that's hilarious. And it's horror. I love it. I've got to be there. And yeah, but that, there you go. And then I was like, I came by more often because I was like, oh, he also, and you're hilarious, obviously.
Oh, thank you.
You do your funny voices. But it was the fact that, oh, boom, I learned from a clip that you did horror. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. Okay, I love horror. I'm going to try and pop by more often.
Right, yeah, it helps. It does. It helps the streamer interact and kind of relate to their audience a little bit more, too. And if you're following somebody for one thing, you might be really excited to notice that they do something else that you might have missed. So, like, for example, you know, somebody might like indie games, and they might have liked, like, I'm playing this shit. And then all of a sudden, they really love horror. But they don't expect me to play horror, and then they see it play horror, and they're like, oh, I'm going to sub to this guy. I want to be here all the time. He plays horror. So, you know, don't miss out on the opportunity.
I want to play Goose.
Yeah. But it helps. I think it helps your channel grow, and it helps your audience feel more connected to you and learn more about you in times that they're not able to. And people's time is very valuable. They like short, concise, to the point, and interesting things. So take that in consideration big time when you're making these.
It's not even games as well. It's like, for a while, when I got into Baron streams, so I've been into streams a few times, and then I saw a clip of him wearing a panda head, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then from the clip, it was like, I realized that was like a thing he did, a thing he did, and something you could redeem with points or whatever. But it was little things like that. I was like, oh, he's always kind of like raging in games and stuff like that. But that's fucking crazy. I love that. You know, it's little things like that. It might not even be like, oh, they play different games. It might be like, oh, they do a just chatting segment that I didn't realize they did at the beginning of the streams because like maybe I can't pop in at that time or something like that. And you go, oh, I really enjoy that. I like sitting in and, you know, having a chat with someone that way.
Yeah.
Doesn't even have to be games. It could be, yeah, just anything like that, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can help. These highlights or clips can help you find other interests, too. People might notice something in the backdrop or something about you that you click with. Maybe you talk about anime, you talk about horror movies, and you're like, oh, I want to go talk to this person about that, too. They like it. It doesn't have to be about the game. So there's many different avenues you could take to connect with the audience. Yeah, man. Well, I have no more questions here on the list from outside sources from myself or anybody, but do you have any other kind of closing thoughts about clips or highlights that we didn't touch on?
Nothing we didn't talk about, but I guess just some of the things to take away from this are make clips.
Yeah.
Don't make them too long. if you're going to post on social media, make them relevant. Honestly, I don't think I hit too hard on that one, but oh my God, it is just a massive pet peeve of mine. If I see a clip online where it wasn't in the stream and I'm like, this doesn't make sense because it wasn't there. Yeah. And it's fine, like, but beware of that, because if you want to grow as a streamer and you want to, yeah, bring in new followers and stuff and maybe posting clips on social media, people aren't going to be interested in it if it doesn't make sense to 100%. Just that clip. So just be careful. That's all I'm saying. Like, just be aware. If you want to post it just for the hell of it because you're like, oh, the people that are in the stream, oh, they really enjoyed that, I'm going to post it. That's fine too. But if you do want to grow as a streamer, you're like, you want people to see that clip and maybe come in and follow you, just be careful with that. Not too long, because people don't want to stick around for 2 minutes unless it's punchy from the beginning as well.
Very good. I love it. Yeah, that's very important, guys. Make sure that you tell a story with the small amount of time you have, or else people are going to be like, well, I feel left out. What the hell's the point of this? Why am I watching this? But
what's going on? Like I said, the amount of times I finish watching a clip, I'm like, did I miss it? Like, what what happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, make it understandable with one watch. Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. I would say that is very successful in terms of giving you guys an idea of how to manage your highlights and clips. It's kind of short and concise and to the point, because these things are so minimal. You're taking a tiny chunk of cake and appeasing your audience to come to the bakery. That's the analogy I could think of, and it kind of works. I would say, guys, we hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Stay tuned for the continuation. We're going to do maybe another episode in the first season of the Elite Podcast to really give you guys the finale and one more chunk of how to make your streams awesome. And then we're going to go into pop culture. We're going to talk about what's trending now, new games. We're going to get excited about that. Change the flow up a little bit, because, you know, we can't always talk about, there's going to be a limit. You know, you can make your stream better. We're going to give you guys some other entertaining content. I'm excited for that. So, guys,
awesome.
With that said, I want to thank Flemma one more time, a very good reoccurring guest. And thank you guys for listening. I'm sure we will see you next time. I hope so. Until then, guys, bye-bye.